Hello, hello. This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks with The Daily Decision, because you want to make better decisions. Today is the 15th episode of The Daily Decision. Linda is 31 years old, single, outspoken, and very bright. When she was in college, she majored in philosophy. As a student, she was deeply concerned with issues of discrimination and social justice, and also participated in progressive demonstrations. Which is more probable now? Linda is a bank teller, or Linda is a bank teller and is active in the feminist movement? Most people say B, but the correct answer is A. Why? This is an example of the conjunction fallacy in decision making, and the Linda example is from Kahneman and Tversky, 1982. That is, when we hear two things, we automatically add them. After all, two is greater than one, but in probabilities, two is less than one. In Linda's case, we can assign a 5% probability to Linda being a bank teller and a 95% probability of Linda being active in the feminist movement. When we multiply 0.05 times 0.95, we get 0.0475, which is less than 5%. When you're confronted with a decision with multiple parts, isolate them before considering their connections. Subscribe to Dr. Z Podcasts to follow other programs such as The People Behind the PhDs, Oregon Oracles, and Leaders on the Line. All podcasts are based on my upcoming book, The Six A's, A Practical Philosophy for Living Life with Meaning and Purpose. Follow me at drz.net. iTunes, and Facebook at Dr. Z Podcasts. If you have an idea for a podcast, contact me, and maybe we can find a way to create your own podcast produced by me, Dr. Z. As always, happy deciding.